This is my wish for the world, that peace will find its way to every boy and girl. This is the time for harmony. Let love be the song that everybody sings. Fill the air with joyful noise. Ring the bells and raise your voice. Let there be peace on earth. Let there be peace on earth. Lift your light, let it shine. Shine, shine, shine. Let every voice be heard. Let there be peace on earth. I hear the sweetest sound, the sound of hope to come. Together we could bring goodwill to everyone. Let it start with you. Let it start with me. Let every nation rise and sing this melody. Fill the air with joyful noise. Ring the bell and raise your voice. Let there be peace on earth. Let there be
peace on earth.
Lift your light and let it shine. Let it shine, shine,
shine.
Welcome to Pastor J. Rowe's New Year's Day sermon. If you're listening to us live, we want to say good afternoon and a very happy new year. Today is January 1st, yes, 2017. You made it. We made it. God made it possible, amen. And we are grateful, we are thankful. 2016 had its trials and tribulations, its ups and its downs, its good times and its bad times. But we have turned the pages in the new book, and the new baby is born, and we are giving birth this morning to what we call hope. We hope that you will stay with us, listen to us, be encouraged with us as we guide you through 2017 on this very first day. And to our listeners, we also want to wish you a blessing for this new year and for this special day that you are joining us. For those in our syndicated stations who are listening at a later date, we still want to wish you all the very best and know that all things are possible through Christ who strengthens you. He made a way. We might have made it, but we didn't do it by ourselves. This is Made a Way by Travis Green. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Figured out, you're watching us now.
when it looks as if we can't win. Wrap within your arms and step in, and everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you made our way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made our way. And we're standing here only because you made our way. You made a way. Now we're here, looking back on where we've come from. Of you and nothing we've done to deserve the love and mercy you show. But your grace was strong enough to pick us up, and you made a way. When our backs were
You move mountains. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls to fall. You cause walls.
Because he did it all. You didn't do anything by yourself this year or last year. He made a way. And we give God glory, we give God honor, and we give God praise for seeing us through to another year. I'm thinking of those who literally passed in the last few days of 2016. The media and the world has been even focusing on those who celebrities. Hollywood lost two major people, a mother and daughter, who went one day apart, and it blows your mind. The fact is, there are people who die on Christmas. I had a friend who died on an operating table on Christmas Day, you know, some years ago. And then there are people who die. I had a family member who died. I brought in the New Year and found out she had died some years ago, literally New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So we can't take each day for granted. Every day we get from God is nothing but a gift. We should make the best of it. We should be happy about it. We should find joy in it. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you this day. We say hallelujah and glory to your name. Father, you are worthy, and Father, we are thankful. Yes, Father God, it's sad that 364 days out of a year, most of us are not thankful, most of us are not grateful, and most of us don't consider it, but we only remember birthday, and thankful for the one day that we came into this world to make a difference. But Father God, every single one of us always remembers that crossover line between December 31st and January 1st. There's something magnitude about crossing over, Lord, from an old year to a new year. But, Father God, we know it's not that crossing over in which we are promised, but the crossing over onto the other side of the river, from the old world to the new world, from the old us to the new us. But, Father, we still give you thanks. We give you praise. And for those who are listening this day, Father God, we ask a special blessing upon their lives. Father, strengthen them, heal them, encourage them, lift them. And Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you bless them. Father God, bless them abundantly as you said you would, if they would keep their minds stayed on you. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we know all credit is due unto you, and Father God, as you continue to bless them, that they will not only bless you by proclaiming that you are the giver of all things, but you are the one who gives life more abundantly and everlasting. Allow their every word to be of yours, Father God. Close their lips and their mouths if they have nothing good to say, because you are only of goodness. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we jump and climb into 2017, we won't go fearlessly, but hopelessly hopeful. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we hold on tightly, because you never let go, guide us, lead us, direct us, clear the path, and create a new creature in each and every one of us. We declare restoration and revival, and Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you all glory, honor, and praise. We ask it all now with power and authority in the wonderful name of Jesus. And those who agreed also said, amen, amen, and amen. Let the celebration begin. Hosanna. This is Kirk Franklin.
Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear you. With me. Come on, come on, all God's people. Come on, come on, Mike. Do them up like this, do them up like this. Come on. Here we go. Let's go.
Yeah. name on high, your name on high, be lifted high.
Come on, say,
Jesus, we lift your name on high, your name on high, be lifted high.
Hey,
hey.
Scripture this day is Psalm 39, and it's a psalm of David. David had a way of praising the Lord in his good times, in his bad times, in difficult times, and in amazing times. David only stopped when things took a turn for the worst, but then he got back on track. We have to remember, we talked last week about humble beginnings. David came from humble beginnings. Remember, God can use anyone and everyone. Doesn't matter where you start, but where you end. Our scripture that we're basing today off of is Psalm 39. We do have another scripture, but you'll be able to tap into that later as we proceed with our sermon this day. Psalm 39 says, from the New International Version. I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth while in the presence of the wicked. So I remained utterly silent, not even saying anything good, but my anguish increased. My heart grew hot within me. While I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Show me, Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. That you made my days a mere handbreadth, span of my years is as nothing before you. Everyone is but a breath, even those who seem secure. Surely everyone goes around like mere phantom. In vain they rush about heaping up wealth without knowing whose it will finally be. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools. I was silent. I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this. Remove my scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. When you rebuke and discipline anyone for their sin, you consume their wealth like a moth. Surely everyone is but a breath. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Do not be deaf to my weeping. I will dwell with you as a foreigner, a stranger, as all my ancestors were. Look away from me, that I may enjoy life again before I depart and am no more. We'll prepare for our word from the Lord, literally from the Lord. This is I'll Just Say Yes by Brian Courtney Wilson.
This life you gave.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you called and I said yes. At times I wish I had said no. But who am I but a mere figure of a creation and a purpose that you have? You, who is much greater than I can ever begin to even think or imagine. Use me this day, Father God. Hide me behind the cross. Let them hear you. Let them feel you. Let them know you. And let them love you. I leave it now, in Jesus' name. Amen. As we enter in, or entered in, yes, because we managed to make it over. But today's only the first day of several more to come. Where do we go from here? I mean, I posted on my personal page that I was getting excited and looking forward to 2017. 2016 had its ups and downs and its learning and, of course, Anshin, because God still will not allow me to stay and make cookies for the church, but has given me a calling that I really feel that I need to do because he has asked and ever so gracefully, amen. But as we prepare this one day, and might get through the next few hours. Tomorrow, as they would say in a famous movie, is another day. But how do we go into our new day? How do we go into our new year? How do we go into our new life? How do we take this opportunity to start anew, to start the beginning, to start fresh, with fresh anointing from God Almighty? Our purpose this year and our vision from God and God alone needs to be looked upon once again. Our theme for Rouse Ministries going into its 15th year literally is purpose focused. We've been purpose focused for, well, 14 of these years, amen. But sometimes you have to start pushing your way through, wading your way through the water. Sometimes you have to just continue to not look to the left or the right, but just to continue to stay on track. And the only way we can do that is because we have to know, without a doubt, without any concern whatsoever, with full, solid knowledge that there is a plan, there is a purpose, and there surely will become an outcome. And not for bad, but for good, because we are good people. I would like to think that we are all good people. Some of us may have lost our way along the way and the pathway, but God did create us for good. And if we manage to find our way and guide our way back to this purpose of being good and serving why we're here, because we all think that this is all about us. You heard David in Psalm 39 that, look, Lord, I will give everything to you and I will follow you and I'll put my trust in you, but can I at least enjoy some of my days while I'm here? God will allow that. But you have to find your joy. You have to search yourself. You have to look for the good things. If you're surrounded by bad, then how can you even consider good things when everything you see around you is bad? How can you manage to get to do good things when you're in a place of bad, when you are staying somewhere and things are not good? The only way to break through is you have to have hope. On Christmas Day, we talked about faith and hope. And this year we have declared that these are the things we need to focus on. Because if you are in a position or a situation where you have no hope, then it is so easily just to lay down and give up. But it's hope that keeps you moving. It is hope that keeps you going. It is hope that allows you to keep going forward, serving and moving and guiding and giving and loving and serving and doing all the wonderful things that you do. But most importantly, as David mentioned, breathing. We mentioned about the celebrity passing, and yes, one sister who has faith, her son spoke about it just the other day, that she had a tremendous amount of faith in God. But she stopped breathing because she wanted to be with her daughter, because she needed to be with her daughter. Jesus gave up his last breath. If we don't have hope, then we have nothing. Ancestors. David spoke about our ancestors. It doesn't matter what background you came from. All of our ancestors struggled. It doesn't matter what race, what color, what creed, what nationality, even religion. Every single one of our forefathers struggled. This land or these lands or the earth did not suddenly create on it buildings and homes. God created the heavens and the earth and everything that was on it and within it and under and above it. But he didn't say, okay, Adam, I've created you this condominium here, and now that I've made you a wife from your rib, you guys can just kind of live over there. And I'm thinking I'm going to create like the street and maybe do like a few avenues and like put some other kind townhouse complexes over here. No. God told Adam he was going to have to work and toil the land. But as the man, he needed to provide for his family. And one of the first things he did was deal with food, but he needed to provide shelter. He had hope, even when they had committed the ultimate sin, the first sin. He and Eve still had hope. And they kept pressing on, and they kept moving on, and they kept going forward, even though they knew that God was disappointed in them. You see, the one thing that works with hope that really helps is repentance. Because when you've done some really messed up stuff, if you can ask God to forgive you, then you get a chance to start fresh and forgiveness of yourself and others. But more importantly, forgiveness of yourself means that you let things go. You can move on. We weigh ourselves down with guilt from things that we've done, and we don't move on. or we are trying to move on, but this heavy, heavy load is on us, and we're trudging and pulling and dragging, and we struggle with moving on because we are weighing ourselves down with guilt, condemnation, persecution, all these things that are far from being godly. And once we've weighed ourselves down, even when we've asked God to forgive us, we tend not to forgive ourselves. I tell you this day, if you're going to move on in 2017, don't bring all that negative baggage with you. I say it again, don't bring all that negative baggage with you. Today is the first day. Tomorrow is the better day. Talk about having hope. It says your hope is an optimistic attitude of mind that is based on an expectation of a positive outcome. So if you have hope, you don't think that things are going to work out really badly. You have hope. You know things are going to work out for the good. And it says, and as a verb, its definition includes to expect with confidence and to cherish a desire with anticipation. Because you're looking forward and you are confident that this will be good. To be hopeful is to be full of hope. To have hope is one thing, but to be full of hope is all-consuming. And that is even more confidence that you show promise and you aspire to whatever it is that you see as the hope ahead. Hope does not lie behind you. Hope is ahead of you. Now, in Hebrews 11, we always go to this and we talk about faith. Faith is hope. Faith is confidence and trust in a person or thing, or the observance of an obligation from loyalty or fidelity to a person, a promise, engagement, all of these wonderful but positive things. If you have faith, you have hope. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance. There's that. It's almost like a guarantee. Assurance about what we do not see. A goal and a purpose is something we have developed or have developed for us. To focus on it, you can't see it. If I said my goal is to have this mansion on a hill, well, unless I go and I stand at the bottom of this hill and keep staring at this mansion, well, then I can't see it. In my head, I may have a vision of it, or I may have an idea of what I want it to look like or be like or what I want it to be. But you cannot see it. Still work towards it, because one day it will not only be something that you envisioned and that you hoped for, but that you will attain. Hope, faith, it is the things that you work towards, knowing that at the end of it all, it will come to fruition and it will be good. But the one thing that we need to focus on too is, why me, Lord? We do this pity party thing because we don't necessarily want to have to go through some of the things that we go through. Sometimes the Lord will put us through these things because sometimes what's ahead, we need to be strong enough to endure. to be able to overcome it or push our way through it or wade through the water or stand in the storm. And we will, as the song says, shall overcome. But if you cannot be strong enough to withstand it, then guess what? You either won't get to the goal or the purpose, or it's going to take even longer. We try to detour, but we can't always detour. And God is like the CrossFit trainer. There you go. I'm going to do a CrossFit shout out. Amen. A CrossFit trainer who is preparing us and building us and getting us all prepped up for what's ahead of us. But you have to be able to withstand the things that you need to go through to keep moving forward. And the only way to do that is to remain purpose-focused. Keep your eye on the prize. Now, I didn't want to read all of Hebrews 11, so I'm going to recommend that you read this because it shares so much. It says in Hebrews 11 at the very beginning, and I'm going to be reading parts of it, so it may be difficult to follow along, but I want to make sure you understand what happens here. Consider it faith in action. It says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Now, we're going to mention a few people. He goes through the Bible, and we literally hear lots and lots of names of people we know in the Bible, and they explain how faith worked in their lives. It says, by faith, Abel brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. Skip down. It says, by faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. Noah. How many of us have faith like Noah? He was laughed at, and they thought he was crazy. But remember, God said that we are a peculiar people. If we don't appear any different, then we aren't different. It says here, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. My word. How many of us can relate to that? It says, and by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful who had made the promise. All these people were still living by faith when they died, it says. This is at 13. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. In 14, it says, people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Their hope is built on where God wants them. It says, by faith Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had embraced the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, it is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned. Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead, and so in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from the dead. By faith, the same Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, the same Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, the Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions concerning the burial of his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king. By faith, the same Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. My. In 29, it says, by faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. Faith in 30, it says, the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. At the end, it says, these were all commended by their faith. Yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. To attain a goal means to keep focused on the goal. To attain a purpose means to keep focused on the purpose. But to attain and maintain God's purpose means to remain focused not only on the purpose, but also on God. All my hope. This is Hillsong Live.
Peace for my
We remain hopelessly hopeful. We are full of hope, and it is an unbelievable hopefulness because only God can provide that kind of hope. This year, many things will happen once again, but you will remain purpose-focused. Allow your hope to drive you through and to overcome and to keep persevering. But as the song says, all our hope is in the Lord. You can't do anything without God. God is everything. God is all. God is in everything. And God is in all. But is he with you? For those of you who know him and love him and already with him, I say continue to follow, be obedient, and let him lead. May it be strength to you as you continue to share Jesus to the world. For those of you who may have turned your back on him, now is the day. The new chapter and the new book has begun. Write the vision, make it plain. It's time for you to allow a new beginning. 2016 will never come again, but there's so much ahead of you, and there's no better way to walk through it but with God. For those of you who are new and are not with the Lord, I can't think of any better person to be with. You weren't able to manage anything on your own. But he will always be there. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. You just have to admit that he is God, that he is God, the only wise God. God all by himself, and that Jesus is the Son of God. You have to believe it. If you don't believe it, then it's not real. You have to believe on these things and confess that you're a sinner. There's no shame in that. We have all fallen short of the glory of God and sinned, each and every one of you. I don't know. I probably even woke up and did a sin this morning. Who knows? But that is why I like the God that I serve, because even when I don't know if I've sinned, I can still come to him and say, Father, forgive me. I may not know what I've done, but forgive me. And when I do know what I've done, I say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. The important thing about it is when you ask God to forgive you of anything that's not of him, he does it right away. Because if you really, truly mean it from the bottom of your heart, then he knows it. He doesn't listen to just your words, but he knows your heart. He created it. And so it's easily done. But the task for the next few days into the new year is to forgive yourself. Remember, don't drag any of that bad stuff from 2016 with you. Shake it off. Look up. Hold your head high. Walk proud. And those who may comment and scorn or tease or try to shame you, there should be nothing, because God knows the truth. We need him. We can do nothing without him. This is I Need You by Donnie McClurkin.
shoulder, your hand holding me. And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm
from the start, you know my heart.
Kim. Thank you for listening in to Pastor J. Rouse's sermon message for the new year, 2017. Hopefully, hope to have hope. You have to have faith. Please feel free to connect with us on social media, Pastor J. Rouse, and courtesy of Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications, you can email me, PastorJRouse@gmail.com. It is my wish for your 2017 year that you get back all that you lost, that you gain all that you were deserving, and that you accomplish all you need to. Our benedictions. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Jesus loves you, and so do I. God bless you.
God, Lord, we will wait for you. To the rain. I'm telling you that the revival coming to this land God is about to send the rain to this land, and every seed that you sow and every prayer that you pray is about to come forth in harvest. That's why we say, bring